Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Our coverage continues from Phoenix and the Cattle Industry Convention 2018, powered by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to take in one of the most popular features of the annual convention, and that's the Cattle Facts 2018 Industry Outlook. It's more than just a forecast of cattle prices. It's looking at the beef market, the international market. It's looking at the economy. It's looking at consumers' attitudes. And, of course, an extensive look at weather as it relates back to agriculture. That was given once again, and it has been for years, by Dr. Art Douglas. He's actually been retired for 10 years now from Creighton University, but he continues to work on a private basis with several clients, including the Cattle Facts organization. This year, a somber attitude taken by Dr. Douglas, as he says the drought is here, it's entrenched, and it's not going away anytime soon because we've got a La Nina firmly in place.
So the drought that we've been seeing throughout the southwestern United States plains into the southeast is all associated with the development of La Nina. Based on the water temperatures right now and the forecasts for the next 3 months, it looks like that cold water is going to stay there. We're going to continue to have a really weak subtropical jet coming out of the Pacific. We're not going to get that southern feed of moisture from Baja into the southern plains, and therefore it just doesn't look good, at least through March and April.
In the case of a hard red winter wheat crop, no rain till March or April. Bad news, without a doubt. Here in Phoenix, cattle producers cheering word that Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona has lifted his hold on the nominee to be the agricultural trade representative of the Trump administration, Greg Dowd. It's hoped that the Senate will move quickly now to confirm him. There's also good news for cattle producers not wanting to have to report possible manure odors to the Coast Guard and to the EPA. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted EPA's motion to further stay the mandate in Waterkeeper versus EPA regarding CERCLA reporting requirements for farms. The date that the current stay now will expire is May 1st, 2018. NCBA Scott Yeager said that this stay was anticipated by the cattle industry and looking forward now to trying to work with Congress to try to fix this problem legislatively. Meanwhile, not such great news for the pork industry. A U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has issued a ruling on a suit challenging the sale of pork, the other white meat trademarks. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson says that the third-party advisor did not correctly analyze the value of the pork, the other white meat trademarks, adding that the National Pork Board has to stop paying $3 million annually to the National Pork Producers Council. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
At your farm news from Phoenix, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.